From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. There's live beach music at Elmwood Park on Thursday nights through the summer, including local favorite bands like The Kings, Band of Oz, and Too Much Sylvia. Joya Garris is with the sponsor, Downtown Roanoke Incorporated.
It's not a fundraiser, but admission is $10. Kids 12 and under are free, so we hope people will bring the kiddos. They can roll around the grass and enjoy being outside while listening to some live music.
Come see vintage automobiles, listen to live music, and check out the food trucks this Friday night at the Virginia Museum of Transportation in downtown Roanoke during the annual Star City Motor Madness event. Regular museum admission pricing applies. Mendy Flynn is the museum's executive director.
We'll have the kickoff party for Star City Motor Madness, but in addition to that, at the same time, we'll have the finish line for the great race. About 120 antique cars, some of them 100 years old. They are doing a precision driving race. They start in Minnesota. It's a 9-day race. They end up in South Carolina. This is the first time they've done an overnight stop in Roanoke. We expect a very large crowd to be here to see them.
The latest Artistic Encounters Meet the Artist reception and exhibition is this Thursday night from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Blue Ridge PBS Studios in Roanoke. That's on McNeil Drive near the Virginia Western Campus. There's live string music as well. The guest artist is Simone Patterson. Beginning next Monday and being staged at libraries all over the region, The Rainbow Fish, the musical, adapted from a popular children's book. It's free. See the Mill Mountain Theater website for dates, times, and location. Matt Shields is managing director for Mill Mountain Theater, and he spoke with WDBJ7.
It follows Rainbow Fish and his undersea friends as they learn the valuable lesson of sharing and caring. But he learns as the book goes on that everyone should have a little bit of sparkle. So he gives everyone one of his scales so that everyone matches and feels special.
Roanoke City Public Schools presents The Little Mermaid Junior this Thursday and Friday night at Patrick Henry High School. Students from the Summer Stock Academy are staging this free show. Ticket prices will go up on July 1st, that's next Tuesday, for Floyd Fest 25 Aurora at Festival Park in Floyd. Sam Calhoun is chief operating officer for Across the Way Productions.
The Black Crowes topped everyone's list for many years. We had them in the cancellation year, so they weren't able to join us. We worked very hard to get those guys back. Mountain Joy has been on our patrons' radar for years and years, and we get to have them on the mountains. So that's getting me very, very excited. The California Honey Drops, they were a huge patron request to bring those guys back.
See the FloydFest.com website for more information and ticketing. Camping spots are still available. Red and the Paper Flowers at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. New York City's Moon Hooch at Five Points Music Sanctuary also this Friday night. And Make Roanoke will hold a community meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. this Thursday at its Space for Artists and Crafters on Albemarle Avenue in Roanoke. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, this is Sandra May-Taller, Executive and Artistic Director of Roanoke Ballet Theatre. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Roanoke Ballet Theatre features a professional company and ballet school and is dedicated to enrich the soul of the community through the beauty of dance. Learn more about us at roanokeballet.org.